Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 577.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? What was that pause all about?
I'm not sure. I was thinking.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what I was thinking about really.
How you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're all right. we've got a bit to say about a couple of weeks ago we did a podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, two or three weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah. Since then, I've been out a couple of times. The week before last, obviously even 3 weeks ago.
Well, on the 15th, I think the oldest thing that rings a bell to me is the 15th when we went with Debbie and her partner to a pub called the Millstream for a meal.
That's right.
Saturday, yeah. Wasn't it? Was it the 15th or 6th? Yeah, it was the 15th, wasn't it?
15th, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that was really pleasant, wasn't it?
That was nice, yeah.
And they were all very friendly, as you hope they'd be, you know.
They were, absolutely, yeah. Mm.
So that was nice.
And
the following, wasn't it the Tuesday then that you went to Melton Mowbray to do a demo of a product?
No, it was the week before that. It was the 11th.
Was it?
Yeah, I went on the 11th. I remember the date. The 11th was a Tuesday. So I went before the Millstream.
So that was for a demo.
I went to do a demo of some equipment. They've bought the demo, so I'm going to go back for training. Or they bought the equipment, rather. So I'll be going back for training on Wednesday. And that was a demo of the Easy Time. And that was good. And so we are starting to slowly go out and about again, taking masks and, hand gel, PPE, stuff like that. I've now got some washable masks as well. So for me and, Debbie, if she wants one, but she's got some, I think, as well. And Angie can have one as well. But I bought some washable masks as well because they're... The cotton ones, I think, are a bit better than the disposable masks.
Well, yeah, probably are a little bit.
So we bought those. They're only on Amazon. I think they were $8.99 or something like that. And I got them down because I got a 20% off voucher.
Nice.
So it's about £8.6p I paid in the end for them.
Nice.
So that was good. I like that. That's kind of good. So that was on the Tuesday. And then the Saturday we went to the Millstream, as Angie said. Thoroughly enjoyed that. That would have been the 15th, as Angie said. And then on the... would it have been the 17th?
What did you do on the 17th?
Hang on. I'm trying to think. No. Yeah. It was actually this week just gone, wasn't it, when we went up to...
Yeah, the 21st.
To 21st, I went to Blackpool.
No, when you went to, we went to see my family first.
Yes, that's right. So we went to your family on the 21st, isn't it?
Had a lovely weekend, didn't we? Very relaxing.
We did.
We had a nice walk on the Sunday, but Saturday rained quite a bit.
I put on too much weight. But the food was too much good food. So I'm just trying to get that off again.
Saturday, we were rather lazy because I was also waiting around for... My family to come and
see us.
And the weather wasn't too clever, was it? It was a lot of showers.
Yeah. But on the Sunday morning, we went for a nice walk, didn't we?
From which you've got a recording that you're going to play later.
Yeah, at the end of the podcast, I'll show you some recording that I made where we stood by the River Team and Angie, Debbie and I. And we just literally stopped and listened and we got recording of the ducks and the river, the water, things like that. And I did that on the LSP4.
Yeah. and there was a nice bench, because we were in a park, weren't we?
Called yes.
The Burgage.
Yeah.
And we were sitting, there was a bench near, you know, near the yeah. river. It was quite pleasant, wasn't it, there?
Yeah, and then Debbie took me over closer to the river, didn't she, to record it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was all jolly nice.
So that was all very nice.
And then, so it was on the Monday after we came home on that Sunday, which was the 23rd, so it'd be the 24th you went to Blackpool.
That's right, on the Monday.
To work on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
So slightly unusual, a bit different work to you. We're setting up a mixer, wasn't it?
Taking yes, I was setting up a mixer, showing them basically what they could do with Reaper, and hopefully they'll learn more from either online tutorials or more training from me if they need it, and things like that. So I was teaching them Reaper, which is a sound system, and they bought a mixer. We provided a mixer, and I connected it all up to the PA. And the lady, Sarah, is a singer, so she does kind of sing to karaoke tracks, things like that. So we did a recording, which, of course, I won't play because, obviously, copyright issues and that, because she sang a cover, so I don't think we can play anyway. And I didn't get the recording, although I could probably get it from them if I wanted it. But I won't play it on the podcast, but it was good. It was really good. And we did her first recording using the mixer, and I edited it just to show them what we could do with it, you know. So, yeah, it was all good stuff. We didn't get back till about 20 to 10 because the weather was really, really falling down in rain.
Yeah, it was all the time of Storm Francis, wasn't it, around the country?
Yes, yeah, falling down in rain.
Of course, Monday night when you got there, they booked you a table and they had dinner with you, didn't they, the people you were training on TV.
That's right.
But you couldn't even get into dinner till 8:45.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was so late. Again, everything's late. It was late this week, wasn't it?
Sort really of late, late, yeah. The other thing I did while I was away was, because I bought a Victor Reader Trek from Pat and Julie Rodaway. I know they listened to this, and I was playing with the Trek, and it kind of does have some advantages over other GPS systems I've heard, even in a car, where it tells you the junction that you're passing on the motorway and things like that, which is quite good. But when I got it, because they both thought it was rubbish, didn't you know, they weren't getting any results at all. But when I got it, it turned out there were no maps activated. So I had to ring HumanWare to get them activated. And now I've got Europe on there. Well, I haven't got Europe on there. I didn't download the whole of Europe. But I've got the UK on there and Ireland. And that only takes up about a gigabyte, and it's got about 24 gig free. So I've got all of the UK on there. And an island as well. And I could download other countries if I visited them. So that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And Pat's asking me if I should do a demo of the Victor Reader Trek. I won't do it this week, but 1 week I will do it, either walking or travelling in the car with Debbie. Either way, we'll do a demo of the Trek. We don't sell the Trek. It's sold by HumanWare. But yeah, it's not a bad little GPS device, and you've also got a Daisy reader with you as well, so it's quite handy. You can put your books on it, certainly your RNIB talking books, and it supports Audible as well, so yeah, you can do all that. So I quite fancied one for a while, but it's always been a bit expensive for me.
Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
because tell me those things.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it saves you battery on your phone, doesn't it, if you want GPS. You know,
I've learned two things about you in the last week or so. Is that now then?
What's the other one then?
You said you wouldn't mind keeping chickens because you like the sound of them.
Oh yeah, I do like the sound of chickens.
I know you like the sound, but yeah. I didn't think you'd think, you know.
Oh, I don't know. They smell a bit, I must say.
Well, anything but, smells. Dogs smell. They've got a smell to them.
Yeah, I know. But yeah,
a smell, isn't it?
Chickens are right.
Keep them clean anyway. Keep where they are clean.
Yeah.
You want enough space.
No, well, not enough space here.
No, you want enough.
Oh, you want enough space here.
Well,
you could probably have a couple in our garden. But
they recommend having three, because I remember when I'm stuck here on my own, I'll often browse the web and look at really obscure stuff. And one was about keeping chickens. And all sorts of, so I was having a look at this. And And I remember hearing, and they said they recommend three because one on its own isn't happy, I reckon. They're not really. So if you have two and one dies, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
I reckon you should always, you should have a minimum of three.
Yes.
But in towns, you're not allowed cockerels.
No.
Because they make too much noise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You should always ask your neighbours. If you're going to do it, you should ask your neighbours. But you know, make sure they're on board with that. Yeah. Oh, I've looked at all kinds of things you might keep, you know. Because I can. Something to look at the web. Everything's on the web, isn't it?
Yep.
The web, the interwebs.
The interwebs, yeah.
As some people call them.
Yep.
And one of the companies that are out there, one of the organisations out there that help with all this and have all the information, they've got a very interesting name. They're called Omelette.
Oh, right, okay. That's an excellent name.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it.
Exactly, yes.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it's brilliant, that.
So, yeah.
Of course, you get eggs as well for free. There. Well, not for free because you've got to feed your chickens, but
yeah,
you know where your eggs come from. Basically,
yeah.
Don't
you? Yeah. Yeah.
So that is, it's not a bad thing. Update
to install. Put watch on charger.
Oh.
It obviously hasn't done it.
No, it didn't. Obviously, yeah.
Needs leaving on the charger for a long
time. Yeah, but I think I might have to start it. So my watch is telling me it's got new updates, but it hasn't installed them yet. Anyway.
So that's sort of all. Of that, I don't know what we went off at a tangent, but I'm not sure we've done a lot of anything else, have we?
No.
I mean, this week, well, plenty to, it was busy, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you joined a gym. You joined a different gym.
Yes, yes, and I'm looking forward to it. So I've joined a gym called Odyssey, and basically it's called a techno gym, and there is a an app called My Wellness, which stores all your body measurements and everything else like that. And it links up to Google Fit as well, so it can see what your exercises do. And, of course, any exercises you do in the gym, the techno gym, the app knows the machines, what exercises you've done, because the key that you put into the machine tells the cloud, if you like, tells My Wellness, because it's the same account, what machine you've used. So if you have half an hour on the treadmill or whatever, it tells the machine how many steps you've done on the treadmill and all that. And all of that is linked up to Google Fit and, of course, iOS Health, if you want that as well. You can. So Debbie, of course, has got the My Wellness app for iOS. And so this is really good. And we had an induction on Thursday. This Thursday gone, and I was really pleased with the depth of thoroughness into which the lady who gave us the induction went into. And she's trained, she's programmed the machines to do certain things, like with the treadmill, she's trained it to go up after 5 minutes and speed up a little bit and then go up a gradient and then go up a bit more and then come down again, you know, ready for your cool down and things like that. So she's put some couple of, you know, 2 minute space apart or 5 minute space apart elements of differentness into the machine. So it will do different things. But you have complete control. So the nice thing about this gym, where we didn't have in True Gym, is that the buttons on the machine for speeding up and going up the hill or down the hill are physical buttons. So you push them forward and push them back, forward to go up and back to go down. And it's also got an emergency stop button. What this means is Debbie can leave me on the machine and I can completely control it. So if it's going too fast for me one day, I can slow it down or vice versa. And whereas in True Gym, if I wanted to stop, I had to go, Debbie, can you slow it down for me? Because it was all touchscreen, wasn't it?
Mm.
So Debbie would have to pause her machine to slow it down. And so it's costing me more money a month. It's costing us £59 a month. But I'll tell you, it's going to be worth it if A, I can control the machines, and B, I can get hold of all the stats from my phone at the end of it, which is really good, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
You know, and the stats convert into heart points and fit moves from, you know, Google Fit and things like that. So Google Fit will know what exercises I've done, what my weight is, what my body mass index is, what my blood pressure is because of my cardio, and what my heart rate is because of my watch, and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it's really quite a powerful combination, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it works. I see Zen My Fitness Pal tells you, like, how many calories you've used anyway.
Yes.
But when you've exercised, because it can, because it goes syncs with Google Fit, doesn't it?
Yeah, so basically,
and that it'll tell you how many calories you've used and how many more you've got available because of exercise.
The way My Fitness Pal works is it reduces the amount of calories that you've had by the amount of calories you've burned off through exercise.
Yeah.
So it my calorie goal for a day is 1832 calories at the moment, 1,832. But if I've done 400 calories of exercise, I can go up to 22,032 and so on. As a maximum I'm talking about. So, and you can, in My Fitness Pal, if you really want to lose weight, you can turn off that net gain advantage. So you can actually say to it, don't include my exercise in my calorie count. Debbie used to do that. And I always used to think she didn't eat enough.
Yeah, but didn't she say Weight Watchers said don't count the exercise?
Yes, they did. And I don't like that.
I think it depends how much you want to lose weight. But you do. The trouble with Debbie as well, she was going for walks as with her dog. So she probably wasn't eating enough anyway, compensate. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's what you're eating. There's a lot of things when it comes to eating food.
But because Debbie's just as interested in the gym as me, you know, I've got a gym buddy where, you know, Emma kind of went and kind of thought...
She was interested in the start.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
But then she kind of lost interest, didn't she?
Well, also it took to get here after Jessica went to school was in time to be worth going.
Debbie doesn't seem to be losing interest in the gym yet, does she?
No.
You know?
No.
She's paying out her own money. I'm not paying for her.
No.
I'm just paying for her time while she's at the gym because she's working with me.
Mm.
But they've got a swimming pool, you know, and so we can go for a swim some weekends, some evenings or mornings or whatever. You know, Debbie seems to prefer morning. So we can do that kind of thing. And I'm really looking forward to it because, A, I've got access to all the stats, but, B, the personal trainers... You can have half an hour a month with them to assess your programming so that they can change the machines for you. And also, the other thing about the machine, Ange, which you may not know because I don't think I told you, if you exercise differently, for example, if you are on the treadmill for 40 minutes and you've got a 30-minute program, or you've gone up and down more or you've gone up and down less, when you log out at the end... Because you can log out at reception. You can actually put your key in reception and log out.
Oh.
It says you've done a different routine today. Do you want to save this routine permanently?
Mm-hmm.
So then it updates the key when you log out if you prefer the regime you've been doing. So you say yes or no.
Yeah.
So that's good as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do
you use that key to get in or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have access to... the information on the screens in the key as a blind person, but it is replicated by the My Wellness app. And apparently with My Wellness, although I've never tried it, you can put your phone close to the equipment and you can program it with your phone rather than your key as well.
Yeah.
So this, you know, if you get used to that, that could be another way I could control programming directly, you know. So it's giving me a bit more independence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
More freedom, I'd say, actually, is a better word, isn't it?
Yes.
Where you can control your machine.
Yes, particularly speeding up and down, which is simple things.
It might be easier to be able to go on your own if you needed to. It's a bit further to go. Well, actually, it's not much further than True Gym, is it?
No, but it would be possible.
It would be possible, even if you limited what you used.
Yeah.
It would be possible.
I mean, I could book in advance and say, could someone just show me to the treadmill, whatever, and put my key in the treadmill and it'll start up.
It'll do it for you.
You know.
Even if that's all you could do, it's better than not at all, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you wanted to do things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it gives you the... You don't have to keep disturbing Debbie, like you say.
No, that's right.
and you can get on with it.
And it might be an advantage to do that occasionally to get them used to the idea that I might come on my own.
And well, I've had another blind person go. They said, oh, didn't you say they said he came with someone, though, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not the first blind person they've had in there, are you?
But if no, but if I phoned them up first and said, look, I'm coming on my own, could I have someone just help me to the machines, you know, they might well do it.
Yeah.
You know, could I have someone to help me around, particularly if they're not busy, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
No, you don't know.
You never know till you ask.
No. They yeah. might suggest certain times that's good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, you yeah. just work along with that. But yeah. who knows? I mean, you shouldn't need to. It's not something you should...
No, but it should be possible. An option. Yes. It should be something I could do.
Yeah.
You know. But, we'll get in with them first and get familiar with the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And see yeah. how that goes. But I'm really looking forward to it, I mean, you know. Having tried the treadmill as well, and I was able to speed it up on my own while Sarah was talking to us, you know,
yeah.
and slow it down on my own and feel the difference, you know. I don't know the numbers. I don't know what speed I'm up to in these numbers.
No.
But as Sarah said, you know, if you control your own speed and you like what you did, the key can save it for you.
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's really good. They seemed attentive. We'll see what happens when we get there, but they did seem really attentive, which is,
you know,
I think what you need.
People are all over you when you start something, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. As I say, and the swimming pool as well, occasionally. It'll be nice. And it's not a deep swimming pool either, so it only, the deepest it goes is about 1.5 metres. So it's about 4.5 feet.
Yeah.
It's not even as tall as me. So it doesn't go really deep, but you can swim in it.
Nearly
you know.
As tall as me, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I take it goes shallow and then...
No, it's the same depth all the way around it.
Well, I can't believe it'd be 4'6". That'd be up over my head almost.
Well, I suppose it would. 3.5... Sorry, 1.5 metres. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what 1.5 metres is.
Yeah.
Metres, 39 inches.
Yes. Oh,
so that's 3 foot.
So it's 3'3", isn't it?
39 inches.
3'3".
3'3".
Yeah.
So no, it's not that deep, sweetheart. It's
no.
not overly deep, because, you know, people of all heights would. Yes.
Yeah. So that would
like
be
like an ordinary swimming pool, I suppose.
Yeah.
With just a shallow end all the way along.
All the way around it. Yeah. And it's very warm. Apparently, it's quite, you know, it's almost bath warm, you know.
Mm,
so you can just get in it to float around and, you know, I don't think it's a serious swimming pool.
No, it's if the idea is for keeping fit, I guess, still, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And some people with certain ailments can work in a swimming pool where they can't work, you know, easily anywhere else, I guess, as well.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's good for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Swimming is one of the best things for you, apparently, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and apparently each of us, me and Debbie, have got 5 free passes, which means we can bring a guest up to 5 times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Or 5 different guests.
Or 5 different guests, yeah.
I presume.
Yeah.
To touch and see if they can get more customers,
So presumably, if you fancied it, you could come swimming with me one day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I know you can't swim, but...
No,
you know, you
do that.
You could... You know, you like water, don't you?
No, I don't mind the water too much. Although I like water parks better.
Mm.
It's outdoor and it's, I don't know. I also like wave machines.
Yes. Well, I don't think they don't have a wave machine.
No, things like that.
So anyway, that's...
That's
kind of it. We're going off at a tangent. But that's the gym, really, and we're looking forward to it, Debbie and I.
Yeah.
And then we come to yesterday. Debbie went to Thursday night. She went to her dad's, so she's gone up north for the weekend. And I wonder if she's going to have one of them raves in Blackburn.
Well, I don't know if they haven't in Blackburn. They talked about Manchester.
didn't they?
Illegal raves.
Yeah.
That worries me. Nothing to do with the virus per se either.
No.
But. The health and safety protocol. You've got a thousand, maybe hundreds of people.
Mm.
Drugs, all this illegal stuff. There could be some accidents waiting to happen, do you think?
Yeah.
Any of you been to a illegal rave and are you prepared to tell us what it was like? I haven't and I don't intend to.
No, I don't either.
I'm not interested. But I was listening to a news... Did you hear that?
I'm almost at the end of it now.
Oh, 25 quid to get into this rave.
I'm almost at the end of it.
Guy saying he'd been to this rave.
Yeah.
And you can... A pint is 5 quid, wasn't it?
Yeah. And laughing gas as well was 5 quid.
And you can get these... Buy drugs while you're there.
Yeah.
Disaster waiting to happen, I would say.
That was a podcast, wasn't it? Newscast. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, if anyone's brave enough to say that you've been...
Yeah.
Yes, it is a bit, at the best of times, if anything goes wrong, what protocol are in place to rescue you, to get you out if there's a fire, what, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know, do we?
No.
And they're illegal, you see, so the council isn't involved.
No, that's right.
So you're not following their standards, whatever they might be.
So I was listening to that this morning while I was doing a Zombies Run mission. I've talked about Zombies Run before on the podcast. And I was doing one of their lockdown missions. And that's doing exercises like inchworms and forward lunges and backward lunges I was doing today. And so I said to Angie, you know, when she's... Because Angie, basically what happens is we listen to TV in the morning... And then Angie has a bath and on a Saturday morning. And while she's doing that, because I've already had a wash, so while she's doing that, I've got about an hour to kill, haven't I? So I can exercise.
Yeah, really, roughly.
Stuff like that. Get some of this excess Burger King weight off me, you know, and things like that.
Well, don't go to Burger King. Nobody tells you to. Nobody forced you into Burger King the other day.
I have to go to Chili Bites.
What was the other choice?
No, they didn't have much else. They just had sandwiches.
They're boring, aren't they, these places, I think.
These service stations, most of them are Burger King.
Yeah.
And just have sandwiches. And,
yeah.
You know, Debbie was starving, bless her, as well, you know, as well as me.
What did she have? Burger King?
Yeah, she had a Burger King. Yeah, she... Yeah. She had a chicken one, though, I think, which is a bit more healthy. Chicken Royale, I think, or something like that.
Mm.
You know.
You're making me hungry, by the way.
Yeah, I'm starving anyway. Away.
You're making me a burger. I can't have a burger because I've got to eat some food out of the way. And I'm having pizza tomorrow, so...
Yeah, I know. We can't have a burger today and pizza tomorrow. No. That would be naughty.
Can't anyway. I've got to use this food up.
Yeah.
Which anyway, is nice food.
I'm looking forward to my... Vindaloo, anyway.
I'm looking forward to my Rogue on Josh.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's another matter. But, yeah, so I think you're now pretty much up to date.
Up to date.
Yeah.
We did have a submission, a bit of feedback from David Weston, not recorded.
Yeah,
It was done by email about his dreams. Okay, I probably won't read it word for word, but I'm going to read this in Braille. It's David Weston. He said he loved the podcast, and he heard it on that day today, which I can't remember what day we got the email. It was a week or maybe slightly over ago. Mm. So thank you, David. I'm glad you still enjoyed that. Oh yeah, he's going to do doing a recording about the in your pocket, isn't he?
Yeah, apparently.
He hasn't forgotten.
Mm.
So here are my dreams. This is his dreams. So I would love a laptop running Windows 10. With a refreshable Braille display where the touchpad is, or a Surface Go, or a Surface Pro, still with the QWERTY keyboard, but with a Braille display where the touchpad is. Yeah, so...
Yeah, so he's talking about...
So basically he wants...
He wants a laptop, basically, with a QWERTY keyboard.
QWERTY and a touchpad.
So he kind of wants an easy time, display. But with a QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
Really?
Basically, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Now the voice mate, although it had no touch pads, but the voice mate, we had the QWERTY version, didn't we? When we had Pac-Mate,
yes.
That was the nearest
thing. That was the nearest that had it, didn't it?
Wonder what the, is it the Mantis Q or that? What about the, that's a new thing from HumanWare and APH, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to research that.
Or whatever it's called, I'm not sure the exact name. That's might be similar. I don't know. Mind you, it probably hasn't got Windows on it, has it?
No.
Probably Android.
We don't know what operating system it is, to be fair.
We don't.
There was a review of it on the Braillists forum.
Oh, was there?
But the guy that reviewed it declined to tell us what operating system it was, you know.
Yeah.
And that bothers me because things like the Polaris is on Android 5 and things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You know.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's not on Android. But I'm sure these things are doable, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody could do this.
Yeah.
They could make... I mean, I think that would be my ideal as well to have... Because... Braille is quite nice when you're reading credit cards back. If somebody wants you to read a bit back that they've written, but I like to hear my speech when I'm typing.
Yeah.
And I do love QWERTY much better than Braille.
Yeah.
Even though I learnt to type to write in Braille first.
Yes. Yeah.
So that would suit me. But of course, I suppose you can put a keyboard into the Easy Time, can you not?
You can.
I know it's separate.
It's two devices, isn't it?
Two
separate devices.
But you could put a keyboard in.
You can put a QWERTY keyboard on it. I've done that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's possible. You can do that. Mm. So yeah, I like that one, David. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The other thing I would love to have is a wood with a river running through it. I would then make a tactile footpath in it so blind folk could walk around it. Also put in benches so that one could sit down and enjoy the sounds. That's it. That's brilliant, David. Yes, I like that. And I've often said I'd like to have... I didn't say I was going to share it with people. I'm a bit more selfish. Land where I would be safe walking around. I could have paths all round it, maybe, so I knew exactly where I was, and all my own, you know, so that I could walk quite a bit of space to walk in. But yes, you could share it with others.
I think David's on the right lines. You see, if money was no object, you could have something like a bird reserve, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could have an RSPB reserve type of thing.
I'd have wild things.
Designed for blind people to get round.
Yeah.
So you would have, you know, a braille saying what birds you could see and things like that, different times of the year, and people walking round, and you know.
Oh, I'd certainly like a nature reserve type piece. Mm. Well, I'd have it, where it certainly would make sure that it had the stuff that wildlife would enjoy, you know. And a river, well, yeah, there's your water supply. I mean, I'd like to make my garden more wild friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there isn't, you know, it's got to share it. It has to be shared with me, and it's very small.
Yeah.
So it has to compromise. Anything you do in a small space has, there's a lot of compromise, isn't there?
Yeah.
But I would like more, I would like it to be a bit more friendly to maybe, where we used to have a bit of lawn. I didn't realise getting rid of the lawn would be... I naively thought birds liked the soil, but actually blackbirds, for one, like the lawns to pick off the worms, don't they? They like lawns.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
I didn't know that till I'd done all this to my garden, till I'd slabbed it all over.
Yeah.
Thinking we were making life easier. For us, yes. For habitat, no. I thought most habitat would prefer... And I wasn't aware of any grasshoppers, so I didn't think I was doing any damage there. But, yeah, basically, I've damaged the environment, folks.
You could probably reverse it.
You could reverse it, but obviously it's not something I'd do immediately. I'm going to make sure I paid all the mortgage off and I want it landscaped properly so that the compromises are correct.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Because we want a seating area We want to be able to... In fact, if I had a bit of lawn as I used to, that was a guiding line. It was easier to find the gate.
That's what I'm saying. So
it was easier to find the gate after because you follow the lawn up the path.
Yeah.
And you could make a path that you get to your shed and you could walk round.
Yeah.
You see, now you need the space for your wheelie bins. So you need to be able to move them around for easily.
Yeah.
And our garden isn't that big. It's... I don't know if it's yards or metres. I'll assume metres. When we had our aerial up for the radio, when I passed the radio exam first, Ken measured, that's one of the guys that did it, measured it. It was 7 by 10. I'm assuming 10 metres long, 7 metres wide.
Yeah.
It's not that big, is it?
No, it's only 30 feet, if you think
long,
about
it. Yeah, 30 feet long.
But,
which, for a town garden, yeah, that's fine, really.
Yeah.
And but we... we put a bit of seating area because I know your mum reckoned it was easier to have chairs and table on a flat surface.
Yeah.
But because it went a bit wrong, because the guy who did it didn't have much material, if it had been done really good in the first place, I don't think the rest of it would have ever got slabbed.
No.
Basically, we could have left it.
Mm.
But then when we needed it done, we decided, yes, it'd be more practical to do the lot.
Yeah.
But for a while it was less practical because it was harder to find the gate.
Mm.
You know, the lawn was a guide.
Yeah.
So actually a lawn can be very helpful for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are things I can sort out. If
anyway, you've gone way off tack of this email you're reading.
Talking. No, I finished the email.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's just
okay. The signature at the end. Just says David Weston or something like that. That's it, but I do like that, David, yes. Yeah. I've always fancied that sort of thing. And I've been to places where, I was on holiday somewhere, and I've been where there's seats by little fountains. There wasn't river, it was a little fountain or something.
Yeah.
And there were seats there. And yes, it's lovely to sit near a river.
Yeah.
Or a water feature of some sort. It's beautiful. I love it.
Mm.
Which is exactly what I was doing Sunday morning, under the trees we were sitting, weren't we?
Yeah.
With the river across in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love anything like that too. So, yes.
Yeah.
All very nice.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for that, David. Thanks for that feedback.
Maybe one day, who knows, if you get very rich, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen in the future? I mean, I don't know how you're going to get very rich, but if you do the lottery, maybe.
But anyway.
I don't. Who knows? We don't know what will happen.
No.
What we can do. We can do some of what we want.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But even if we can't do it all, which is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, David. That was nice. I certainly agree. I like both of your dreams, in fact, but the second one is lovely, absolutely lovely. So thank you.
Yeah. Is that it?
That is it, isn't it? We have to say.
Yeah. Okay. So, before we go, I'm going to remind you that you can write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk if you want to write us by email. If you want a Dropbox folder so you can, you know, put down record MP3s for us or for the podcast, you can do that. Just let us know and we'll give you a Dropbox folder. And, of course, www.ourplace-podcast.info is the place to go to find out all about subscribing and unsubscribing and... which we hope you don't want to do, of course, and everything else. Before we go, though, the last recording on this podcast is going to be, as I said, a recording of us just standing by the river. It's only, I believe, a couple of minutes long, a recording of us standing by the river with done on the LSP4, the Olympus, and it was... not a particularly nice day, but we did get some ducks, didn't we, Angie? And we got the water, the river itself flowing, which is really nice. So if you want to go to the loo, do it before you listen.
Yes, you know what running water does to people.
Water's running there.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we will see you, as ever, next time.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.